What you've all been waiting for is about that time. You're ready. 747's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. Let's get it, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting stage show you've ever witnessed.
Have you ever seen a show with fellas on the mic with 1 minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite.
They never write.
That's not polite.
Am I lying?
No, you're quite right. Well, tonight, on the very mic, you're about to hear, we swear, the best star rappers of the year. So, cheerio,
yell,
scream, bravo. Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
On the groove. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy. Now, seeing that it is 7:47 night, noodles, and you cute girls, what we're going to do, we're going to have a battle of the sexes tonight also, and we're giving out quote-unquote 747 fake-ass prizes. Yes, you can get them, but you won't get them. Just that I'm letting you know this kind of early, just in case you're like, oh, we got prizes. Hell, I ain't got no prizes. I just started today. But anyway, like I was saying, when you played Shoemaker as a kid, it was really messed up that you didn't know you was promoting hoeing, prostitution, chest-up pedophilianismisms, all the extra things. Hey, I make up my words, just ride with me, come on now. But anyway, there's a lot of things that went on in these songs. Notice. My dusty ass, said I eat, I wet, I met my boyfriend at the candy store. First of all, what the hell you meeting him at the candy store for? That's just me. Because if you at the candy store, that means you too young to be meeting and the boyfriends there. Then she said, I met my boyfriend at the candy store. He bought me ice cream, he brought me cake. He took me out with the daily ace. Sounds like a pedophile to me. What person you know can buy you ice creams and cakes, candies, take you home with that bellyache? It's a candy store. How old is you that you buying candy, and then you getting home and things? At a bellyache, I ain't never seen a kid eat a lot of candy, and tell you the truth that their belly is aching. But that's just me. Maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, maybe your kids is a little bit different on it. I met my boyfriend at the candy store. He bought me ice cream, he bought me cake. He took me home with the bellyache. Mama, I feel sick. Call the doctor, quick. Doctor, when I die, close the eyes and count to five and all this other stuff. Sounds like a pedophile just made a baby with a little child on it. But you didn't think about it, did you? Yeah, that was what was happening. You was thinking about that Chester dude that's going to come over there and touch all on you, buy you candy and cake, you going to jump in the car, get dropped off at the place, and find out you got a baby coming out. And your mama got to fix it. Ooh, and you ain't dying because the shit hurt. But But anyway, it's something to think about. Chick-a-low, chick-a-low, y'all remember that? First of all, I'm talking to you little fellas that might have wanted to jump in and jump out and all that other stuff. You need to sit your little asses down. That was not for you. That jump roping thing, I mean, everybody do it to get the girls, but you really shouldn't have been doing it. I'm just letting you know early. That little prance that you did, we didn't like the little prance. Anyway, as I was saying, Gigolo was about just that, a gigolo. And the little girl was sitting up there dancing, dancing in circles and in circles, getting their asses on, just saying, ooh, get me, I'm the hoe, get me, I want it, I want it. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. So, if you were one of those that just know that that song was not bad, but then you know that it is, all I got to say is, you need to cool it now. tonight is supposedly going to be a funny night, a long night, and a real night. I would like to bring up, if you are a country person and you was a guy, because we didn't do them girl kinds, we did Inky, Binky, Bonky. Y'all don't remember that one? Inky, Binky, Bonky, Daddy had a donkey, Donkey died, Daddy cried, Inky, Binky, Bonky. You out the game. Ha ha ha. That's what guys did. We did simple things. We didn't want to promote nothing because we didn't want you to know none of our secrets. But I know, do you remember my mama and your mama were hanging out close? My mama saw your mama right dead in the nose. What color was that blood? Red, R-E-D. And out the game you make up. Did you just understand that they had just promoted somebody's mama's just promoting straight out violence for nothing? Because they were just hanging out close. First of all, what are y'all fighting for? You need to get you a job and some money and get you a washer and a dryer that you can have inside the house. If y'all outside hanging out close, them days is almost, they just all over. Don't nobody hang out close no more. Even when it comes to electricity, you feel like you ain't even paid if you do that. So, those are trying to drive going broke, sitting up their shoes is making money for a $5 wash and dry, they charge you $1,500. You'll be paying for that for 16 years. Your kids will be the ones to get it when you paid it off. But hey, I'm just 747 letting you know that. But your mamas and your mamas were hanging out close, and they're going to make it fight so bad that you got blood out. That is some messed up shit to do. To me, it is. It's something to think about, ain't it? But tonight is one of those nights where the topics that come up and the topic that you call in with, we have our main topic. But if you got something on your chest that you really need to get off, and you don't have to tell your real name, if you just pissed off at that nigga that's at your house, you know, the one that's at your house playing the video game, and he babysit his kids. First of all, you can't babysit your own kids. They are your kids. So remember that when you claim that you are babysitting, fellas. Babysitting kids, first of all, you should be a man also. So let me put them two first of alls together and make a first of all twice. You should be the protector and the provider. So if you can't protect and you can't provide and you the babysitter, then why are you at her house? You could be at your mama house because that's where you belong, at your mama's house where the kids at. Grown men don't have time to be sitting up there playing a video game and not taking care of the house and keeping them babies. Did you know that a woman goes to work? She also, while she goes to work, you expect her to come home, cook for you, clean for you, and take care of them kids after she even got off work, fold your clothes, wash your finger feet because you want to be a king. Now, remember, you still a babysitter. Still babysitting and ain't got no money, ain't got no job. And your excuse is they ain't hiring. You just don't want their job. Tell the truth. We real out here on the Real Talk show. Just let you know. But she got to do all of that in a day. And then at the end of all of that long day, she still has to go and slob on the knobs and get you all right so you can feel like you missed a big day. That sucks for her. Then again, she did suck. But for her, that sucks. I feel if you gonna man up, man. Come on now, you gotta do something. Why you? How you? You don't have no pride in yourself. You don't want to be nothing. You don't want to be to the point where I don't know. I just want to be a man. Cause you can't call yourself a man and you call yourself a babysitter too. That don't go together. Men don't have time to babysit. They just supposed to be taking care of that woman, making sure that she's straight. Now, ladies, men that I have bashed my man. Sorry, dude, this is a Real Talk show, and this is how we get down. Ladies, for y'all, I would like to tell you, Mother's Day is just Mother's Day. You are not the father and the mother of those child. Children, sorry, hey, it's live. You're not the father and the mother of those children. Remember I said it, children. Because as a mother, it is your job to be a mother. You can never be that child's father. You can never teach a son to be a man. You can teach him to be the man that you wanted. Just letting you know. So stop asking for credit that you can't even have. First of all, why would you want to be the father too? Isn't it great being the mother? Aren't you belittling yourself when you say, I'm the mother and the father, but you were the main person who carried this baby and let this baby be birthed into this world, but yet you're going to just belittle yourself about your pride within the being a mother, being that strong woman birthing that baby, because I wouldn't know. But, hey, you done it, so you have to be strong, because I've seen the faces. Yes, I have. So men and women, being that this is one of those nights where we get down, real talk, will you just start being real? Good Lord. You about to make me bust a darn gristle bone or something.
Smoker's jacket on. The fireplace is burning and the girlie is warm. Time to make my move. So gently I kiss her. Whisper in her ear and tell her that I miss her. She might try to pop the boyfriend's junk, but I don't really care because I know he's a punk. I'll stop him like a roach if he tries to approach. He can't get close because I'm the one who wrote the book of romance. So come on, take a chance. You don't need a long look. All you need is a glance. If you want to get warm, in my arms you belong. You have a problem, have a problem if it can't go wrong. When overweight lovers in the house, the house. The overweight lovers in the house, the house. The overweight lovers in the house, the overweight lovers in the house. You said I couldn't do it, then it got done. And after you and I did it, you said it was fun. Now every day of your life you want to be with me. When you got time to spend, you spend time with Heavy D. I noticed that you hold me gentle as a rose. I'm rough and tough, baby, but then I suppose that I had to be held in order to start holding. I think I got your hint, so let's start rolling. The overweight lovers in the house, the house. 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 The overweight lovers in the house. The overweight lovers in the house, lovers in the house. The overweight lovers in the house. Hold hands, walk by the beach, and I can teach you Heavy D's game plan. See the way that I am, here's a big lover man. Check out the rhyming, and in due time you'll be a Heavy D fan. I'm swift, you know, and overweight Romeo. Come get a piece of the beat, because it's good to go. MC Heavy D, oh, ladies, I'm hooking. Big extra long, but still good looking. For you run out of swing on a romance free, all you gotta do is lean on me, because the overweight lovers in the house, lovers in the house, lovers in the house. I'm an overweight lover, entertainer of many. Now when I do a party, now I mean I do plenty. Girls inside the crowd see the gold berserk. They start yelling and screaming,
Heavy D, go to work!
And when I'm through rocking and chilling at the disco, they grab me up and squeeze me up, they just won't let go. That's when I know that there's been too much charming. I put them in a line and say, please don't squeeze the charming. The overweight lovers in the house, 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 the overweight lovers in the house. The overweight lovers in the house. The overweight lovers in the house.
tuning in. Yes, you're tuning in. Yes, you're tuning in to 747, a.k.a. O Real Talk Show. Make sure that you get this number, which is 7. Oh, Lord, I'm finna say 747. There's a bunch of numbers that I got to tell people. 646-200-0883. Call in and tell us what's going on with your minds and let us know if you're enjoying the show. If you can't stand the show, it doesn't matter. We're going to still talk the same way. Also, find us on Twitter under Crazy Radio. Did you get that? Crazy Radio. Yes, we get down here. And for all of y'all that don't understand what's going on with the Twitter thing, you can still learn it and go under Twitter under 747, a.k.a. O, or at Christy Love NC. And you can find everything at Crazy Radio where we get down. Well, I'm looking for those men and those women that are truly real. This show is going to always be about real talk things. None of this, we don't care about your favorite color. We don't care about what your sign is. We want the real stuff. What you trying to get out of life? Are you trying to get a house and a car? Are you trying to get that picket fence? Or are you just trying to be at your mama house and put everything in her name? It's something to think about. Tonight, we will be having a battle of the sexes. So if you think that you're smart enough to battle the other sex, call in so we can get you in on this game tonight, which will probably be going on in the next, who knows, 10 minutes maybe, give or take. Depends on how much fun we have, right? And a kiki and a hee-hee to you too. So, getting back to the shoemaker game, we did say to Uma Dosiata, we said the gigolo. We went down by the river, and we did get that mama in the hanging them clothes asses whooped. We did get that, didn't we? Yes, we did. Surely did. So, did you ever pay attention to Miss Mary Mack, all dressed in black, with silver buttons all down her back? She asked her mother for 15 cents to see a damn elephant jump over a fence. Now, first of all, where in the world would 15 cents get an elephant to jump over a fence? That was a cocaine and a crack song. That's what it was, because you had to be on cocaine, crack, heroin, or anything of a sort, because we all know we ain't a drug, that your mind was going crazy, that you thought 15 cents was going to get an elephant, first of all, and then get the same elephant for 15 cents to jump over a small-ass, little-bit-ass fence. What if the damn big-ass damn elephant jumped on the fence and broke the fence? Is that a jump over the fence, or is that on the fence? It was something to think about. But we did say, what was she having on the blessed black dresses and silver buttons and things? Was somebody dying? Did you ever think about how bad life was in these songs? My mama said don't sing them. There was sin in it. It was cults in it. It was things that was going to get you in some trouble. And if you don't think I'm telling the truth, how many kids do you got? Or do you really like your baby father, your baby daddy, your sperm donor, all of the suches or words that you would call that man? I just thought I'd say that, just in case you didn't understand. So tonight, for all of you that want to call in and say what's going on with your life, call in and let me know, because we're going to grin, we're going to laugh, and we still got topics to go, because I got 2 damn hours. You know how long 2 hours is? You don't? Check your paycheck. I bet you know then.
Oh,
oh, damn, I was singing the damn song of the damn self. But what's going on with you? This is the 747, a.k.a. Real Talk Show. The number is 646-200-0883. Call in and let us know what's going on in your mind. If you got any gripes, anybody to piss you off, you don't even have to tell your real name. You just can tell how much bullshit they done took you through. Because that's what we want to know. This is a real talk show. The topic for tonight is, hold on, I forgot to let you know, if you're a Twitter person, you need to go on down and Twitter us. I know they say tweet it, but it's better if you tweet it. Tweet us at 747, a.k.a. or at Kristen Love NC, and find us at Craze Radio. A boss called me ahead to let me know that I've been saying crazy, crazy, crazy. But I didn't understand it because I was crazy, crazy, crazy. This is a crazy real talk show. But it's Craze, K-R-A-Z-E-R-A-D-I-O, Craze Radio. Look us up and let's get down. Topics for tonight is going on with the shoemaker games where you used to talk about child molesting and things, the real stuff that was in the, you know, like Uma Dosiata and Jigolo, and Down by the River with the Hanky Panky, you know, popping that virgin. And we also was talking about my mama and your mama were hanging out clothes about the ass whooping that somebody's mama gave to somebody else's mama's ass while hanging out damn clothes. I hope they want white sheets, but now they got ass whooping and they got to buy new sheets. That's what the fuck those shit to do. So tonight, if you're one of those people that really got something on your mind that needs to be said, how about you just go on say it? Because we would like to hear it. This is a real talk show. So everything that comes out of your mouth is going to be real. Your cuss words, they can be real. Your lies, they can be real. Because we don't know you. The truth, it can be real. Just as long as it is real. Real talk. If we hurt your feelings, it was on purpose. Because, yes, I will be a asshole on this show. Because some people just need to be helped. Just because you say it wrong, that's why a lot of people are so fucked up. It's better just to say it the right way the first time. You know, when they just keep blowing that stinky ass, good Lord, please, doo-doo ass, diarrhea smelling breath. And you have to sit there and move your head, cough to get them out of the way. Fuck that. Tell that stinky-mouthed, diarrhea-framed person to get their doo-doo-ass, non-white breath out of your face. Because you need to breathe. That's your air. What in the world are you trying to get them some of your air for? That is for all of you people that don't understand that your breath smells bad. If you are a person with those stinky arms also, we do have Listerine deodorant. Just for you, because we want you to know that them hot dogs on your breath and them hot dogs on your arms need Listerine together. Remember that. Next time you're sitting around guessing what's going on and how things can go and what's going to be done with you, stink a breath. It'll kill somebody. Call in. Let us know how it's happening. 747, a.k.a. O's, Real Talk Show. Yes, we're here for the Shoemaker Gang. Oh, that's right. I got callers coming in that want to speak out and let whatever's on their mind and see what's going on. Remember, tonight we are having a Battle of the Sexes game, so I'm hoping there's some sexes out here that would like to battle. And if you notice, it's 747. Moment of silence. Okay, that's it. Here we go. Let me see who is this. Hello?
Hello.
And how are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I am good. You are on the 747, a.k.a. Show.
Oh.
Real talk. Real talk, baby. Hey, so can we get you to tell us your name and what state you represent?
My name is Monique. I'm from South Carolina.
Shut up now. Don't tell me that. You got my grinning facing.
Yes, I'm from the South.
I love that. Ain't nothing like a Southern girl. So, Miss Southern Belle, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to play Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes?
No,
you
Sexes.
Sexes?
Yes, that's how we say it. So, Battle of the Sexes.
Well, I believe I understand what you said, Miss Lady. Calm your nerves. Hold your horses. You say that, don't you? And a kiki to you, too. Well, in order for me to battle other sexes, I'm going to have another guy or something. So once I get me a new caller in and I get me a new guy that may want to speak, and then I got you, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
And you said your name was what?
Monique.
Monique, I'd like to give you a 747 hug. Woo, girl, that felt good. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Now, being we're sitting around and guessing, I got me a lady that says she's looking for some Battle of the Sexes people. So if there's anyone that's trying to Battle of the Sexes for the day, let me know, and we're going to get you on, okay? I need you, all the fellas that didn't listen to what I had to say today, that means you're going to get bashed a little bit later. And all the ladies that didn't hear us, you're going to get bashed a little later, too. Remember, the number is 646-200-0883. And if you want to speak to me, press that 1. That gets you to the host. So, tonight is the Shoemaker's Games and the holisms that it was coming about. The things that you didn't know. We found out that down by the river, doing a hanky-panky, was popping that darn cherry, taking that darn pussy from some little dumb virgin that didn't know that her stupid ass shouldn't have been out there in that cold-ass woods, because she knows she got some sap or some pine cones up in her ass. We also talked about my Dulcieta. I met my boyfriend at the candy store, which was some child molester, pedophile, Chester type of molester type of dude that was taking little kids, talking them, feeding them candy and shit, and then some up at the man's house, at the mama's house pregnant. And then the mama's stupid ass was going to take them and get them to have that abortion. That's what was going on in Omar Dosiata. And you know, we were telling you that all of the little feminine boys shouldn't have been jumping in and out, and all the ladies that were doing the darn gigolo, they were actually little girls that were saying, look, prostitute boy, I would love to give you some of this old baby pussy, but my mama told me not to sing this song, but if I get grown, I'm going to have me 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 kids, and then, therefore, I won't be nothing but what you are, a hoe, and you was a gigolo. So, we're looking for callers, and guys, come on in, because the games that we're going to play for these girls is going to be dramatic, so I'm hoping that we got some guys that actually know what's going on in their heads and got some sense enough, I don't know, to win. Come on, call in at 747, a.k.a. Real Talk Show.
Okay, party people in the house, you're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC Ricky D, and that's me in the place to be. we're going to show you how we do it for 85 Kick It Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because they're backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here, there is no competition because we are the best, yeah. Finesse and press, which we approve. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close so you all don't miss as we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh, yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. La-di-da-di. La-di. La-di. You know what? Yo, peep this. La-di-da-di. We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just the men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. What? For all of y'all, keeping y'all in health, just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition, and that we create, cause that's our mission. So listen to what we say, because this type of shit, it happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretcher, a morning yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up, had some soap on my face and my hands upon a cup. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble. 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
"You are, you conceited bastard."
But that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. You saw I love Olay because my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Due to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dress like a million bucks. Threw on the Bally shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no, I went back in, I forgot my Kango. And then I nearly, I ran through her. I bumped into my old girl,
Sally.
From the
Sally.
This is a girl plays hard to get. So I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset. Now what was I to do? She's crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. Here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother stepped upset to me.
Hi.
Looked Sally in the face and decked her in the
eye.
Punched her in the belly and stepped on her
feet.
Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong. I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up. I said, stop it. Leave her. She said, if I can't have you, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my sock. So I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave chase. She caught up quick. She put a finger in the face of MC Rick. She said, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, MC Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on, she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up. I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me. I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said,
stop lying.
I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled pussy, I can't be a lover. To the tick-tock, you don't stop. To the tick-tick, and you don't quit. Hit it.
If you're just tuning in, it's the 747, a.k.a. O Real Talk, Real Talk Show. What we're talking about tonight is the Shoemaker Games, about how it made you as a child happy and you enjoyed yourself, not knowing that you were talking about hoeing, prostitution, what else, ass whippings on mamas, and what was the last thing we said? Gigolos. What was it, gigolos? Oh, my God. Oh, Chesters and pedophiles. So, I'm happy to see that we still got callers that's coming in and still want to battle. So, I'm trying to see if I should have a... Because the guys acting like a bunch of bitches. None of them is trying to even call in. They sitting up here. I'm looking at them, but they say, I'm scared. I don't want to speak. I don't have nothing to say. And they saying it just like that. Now, I'm sitting up here looking at the women. The women coming on here talking about some They doing some good things. They want to play the balance of sexes, but they want these bitch-ass niggas to come on there, and we do call wiggles, spickles, whatever one you want to be called, because we know that black is a culture and the way that you carry yourself. So, being that you carry yourself like that, we were like all them fake dudes, if you fake, we waiting on your fake ass because you've been taking forever. The girls is calling y'all out. They said, hey, you little dick niggas, how about y'all come on out here so y'all can get some of them real women. They want to battle y'all stupid asses. They saying y'all ain't got what it takes. Y'all don't even have a mind frame to be talking about the shit that y'all be talking about. So what I'm about to do is I'm thinking, do we have any ladies and any men that want to call in and get on this game? I'm finna play us one more song. And I'm going to let it get nice and slow because this is the only song that you're going to get this kind of slow before we battle this motherfucking night. Now, I need you girls to whoop these guys' ass because I'm not going to be in the game anyway. Okay? So long as you know that, I need you to get that. Remember, call 646-200-0883 and press that 1. So if you want to talk and be on this game, we know it's you. Also, if you're Twitter, tweet at 747, a.k.a. O-R, at Christy Love N.C. Craze Radio, K-R-A-Z-E-R-A-D-I. Oh, holler at me now. Let's get this party started right. Get in the slow song because we've missed her and she's gone. But you can't start without one of the greatest. We love you, Whitney Houston. Power.
I'm ready.
Burning Mac is here, baby. I'm ready. Let's get it.
All right, sweetness. All right, Bernie. I got Monique on here, and I'm going to find her one more girl, and we're going to see what we can do with her. How you doing, ma'am?
Hello.
Oh, you sound cute. And who am I speaking with?
Angie.
Angie. Okay, Angie. Right now, you're the lucky caller. We're going to play 747.
Yeah.
I'm ready, man.
This question is going to be for the girl. Now, who wants to answer this question?
Angie.
Oh, all right. Angie, we're waiting. We're going to see if you know the answer. As of 2012, what team has won all five Super Bowls in which they played the Minnesota Vikings and the San Francisco 49ers or the Dallas Cowboys?
The Boston Celtics.
Angie?
The Boston Celtics.
What the hell?
That's really good. I'll remind you that this is a football game and you just slammed up. You're the first up. Would you like to answer that to take a steal?
Man, the 49ers, man.
I see you're not going to answer. Hold on. Monique, would you like to try that answer for the girl?
I'm thinking the Boston Celtics.
Monique, what you said the You said the Boston
May
Celtics.
May I answer the question one more time?
Yes, she said the
here.
Boston Celtics.
Answer the question one more time.
I sure need to listen to this. Please listen to the question. She said the Boston Celtics. Okay, listen to the question. As of 2012, what team has won all five Super Bowls in which they played? The Minnesota Vikings, the San Francisco 49ers, or the Dallas Cowboys? Ain't no damn Celtics.
The Vikings.
Hell to the no.
Shit.
Hold on. Which lady said?
Andy.
You had to give up 50 strokes for that, man.
All right, fellas. We're going to y'all questions to steal, and you can get to ask that question. We're going to the male's question because the girls have just lost that one, and I'm not showing you the answer because I could probably use it a little bit later. All right, fellas, are you all ready?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
All right, Bernie Mac, this is going to be on you. Which British fashion brand has an iconic tartan pattern? You got quiet? You said yes,
sir. Ask the question again. I can't hear you.
Which British fashion brand has an iconic hat?
I'll pass on this one.
Well, okay. Slick Dick, what do you say?
Give it to me.
Fashion brand has an iconic tartan pattern.
Which iconic brand has a pattern?
I guess you don't know either.
Hey, I can't even hardly hear your ass.
Gotta say it slow, we can't hear it.
I know you
ain't got a fashion question either.
Well, let's be quiet, and I'm gonna be quiet, and we're gonna sing it in a slow manner. Are you ready? Yes.
Ready.
Which British fashion brand has iconic tartan pattern?
I don't even know what that means.
That's even better. Therefore,
for the clothes? The clothes?
I tell you, fellas, really, really, guys.
Look, you talking about don't be getting in no fashions, nigga. So I have Italian suits.
I need to go
something that's British.
I need to go so simple then. Okay.
Yeah, oh, give us something we'll know.
Battle of the sexes.
I'm telling you what I know.
So first, next question, or will the men like to go first?
Kick it. Dig always ready.
All right, fellas, since y'all are ready.
Yes, sir.
Which of these doesn't fit? A, pink. B, angel. C, lush. Or D, body by Victoria.
Brother Matt's gonna go with pink.
You gonna say D?
No, that'd be B.
All right, you saying B then, sir?
B as in burner.
All right, that's your final answer.
Yes, sir. Kick ass.
Well, your ass is kicked. That's wrong. Ladies, I'm going to you.
Say the question again.
Ladies, you want to start it? This is not your question. We're going to your female question. We know you might know that one. We're going to the female. Are you ready?
We're ready.
For what car accessory are BBS, Oz Racing, and Ad Van best known?
What? Say that again?
Say
one more time.
For what car accessory are BBS, Oz Racing, and Ad Van best known?
There you go.
See, I can answer that one.
Jeez, we picking after that one, man. I'm old school. I know that one.
We only have
BBS. Think about it, women. Brad Mack gonna help you on this one.
Oh.
Say that again, ladies. I need to listen to the ladies, fellas. Say it again, ma'am.
I could not hear you. Can you repeat the question, please?
All right, fellas. I got you. For what car accessory are BBS, Oz Racing, and Ad Van best known? Ladies.
Okay.
No answer?
Hold up. You said BBS, and what was after that?
Oz Racing.
Damn, my face. He's trying to Google that, man.
I ain't Googling that.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
I say
okay,
DJ
for the seats. For the seats, then.
All right, I'm listening to the ladies. I need the fellas to hold it down. Ladies, I'm listening.
You said what accessory? What? One more time.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, can you hear me?
Your phone, you like you going in and out. You got to be slow.
All right. Here we
Hello?
Go. For what car accessory are BBS, Oz Racing, and Ad Van best known?
Accessory?
Uh-huh. It's a car accessory.
Speaker.
Cars.
Any answer?
I said speakers.
She said speakers. She said speakers. Hello?
I tell you, what I'm going to say is for the ladies, I mean, you couldn't see it. But you did. But we were so happy that you tried. All right, fellas, It's one more chance, and we want to give the fellas one more chance to come up, all right? Ladies, which of the movie Three Stooges retired and was replaced by Shrimp?
What? Say that one more time.
Which of the movie Three Stooges retired and was replaced by Shrimp?
Mo.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Hell no, you're wrong again. All right, so we're going to y'all now. We're going to see what we're going to give you one of these topics, one of these questions, and see if we can get you on and get y'all ready. Are you ready, fellas?
Yes, sir. Kick ass.
All right, we're going to find you something, all right? This is your question. Who is singer Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, better known as? Hello.
Say that one more time.
Who is singer Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, better known as?
Brother Mac gonna pass on that. What you think, Sweet Dick Willie?
All right.
Is it Nicki Minaj?
Is that your final answer?
Might as well be.
All right. Is that Sweet? Was that Sweet Dick Willie?
That was Sweet Dick in the house.
And you said it was Nicki Minaj?
I said Nicki Minaj.
Wrong,
man. I'm just trying to fix them out with a fat old booty, man.
Well, evidently, that booty was not fat enough for you.
That booty fake anyway. It's a bunch of bull.
No matter,
well,
booty is booty.
Yeah, real
question. I'm so sorry that all of you are here. We need you to go on the questions tonight. And when you get your chance, make sure that you and your friends pick up a book free, because you just messed my whole game up. I couldn't even give out a prize. All I was going to give, fellas, if you had a won, matter of fact, let me let you know, I had a great present for you.
Ladies, what was the present, Nephi? What was the present, man?
I'm out.
One of them little honeys, one of them honey gonna give up 50 strokes.
You can't ask for a present.
You want to what I'm give up 50 strokes?
Yeah.
Wait. If you had a point, you'd like to know what you would have won.
Rematch. Nah.
You don't know what you would have won, huh?
Okay.
Well, that's good. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to save these presents for somebody who wants to win them, because evidently no one here wanted to win. So tonight is going to still be one of those what's on your chest nights. If you got something on your chest that you really need to get off your chest, how about you call us at 646-200-0883, and if you want to talk, press 1, because that's how you get in to me, 747, a.k.a. Real Talk Show. And we getting down with the get down. Oh, and sometimes we don't even worry about the get down, because the get down gets down a little bit too far, and you can't make it no better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Hey, man, that shit is over. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. Real Talk Show. I'm your host, 747, and what's going on right there is the Shoemaker Night. It's the 80s night. We only playing 80s song tonight. Everything is going to be 80s tonight. And we're going back in your Shoemaker days when we used to talk about the little kiddie songs that we used to sing, and for some reason we would talk about prostitution, pedophiling, taking your virginity, and getting the ass whoopings to mamas and getting their noses bloody and red. So we had a little battle of the sex game, and we have come to find out that men and women are totally equal to each other by the answers that they gave on tonight. No one won, which means no one is better than the other one. And I am so happy because I was really, really, really trying not to give any presents. Right now, I'm looking at callers. So if you don't have nothing to do and stuff is on your mind, we're going to check you out. I'm going to see who this caller is. Somebody's going to get surprised. And hold on for 1 minute. Hello? I guess they don't understand. And hello? Hello once more. I take it we have a chicken. So a cluck cluck and a bok bok to you too. I'm looking for those who's really trying to speak online and get us to the point where we can talk. Let me find another caller. Hello?
Hello?
747 show, real talk, real talk. Who am I speaking with?
This is the Toss Your Salad Man.
What, you a chef? Because ain't no salads getting tossing over here. I ain't been to prison. I don't know where you been. And a kiki to you, too. Mr. Salad Tosser. And how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, sitting here tossing a little salad.
Sounds kind of full mouth.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Make sure you don't burp on nobody at all. And make sure you also chew on every bit of lye soap that you can get your hands on. I heard you got fired. So you were just calling in to tell us that you were salad tossing?
Yeah.
Two times in the bitch or something?
Oh, yeah.
Really? So
yes,
we're going to just call you the toss salad guy.
Toss salad guy. That's what I go
you
by.
You know I got the flavor you toss salad guy?
What was that, sir?
Why, you nasty mother mouth motherfucker. Hey, what's going on with everybody else? I had to let that salad tosser go because he sounded like he had shit on his breath or something in his mouth. And I'm only looking at a screen. So it wouldn't have been nothing but a bad day. And I don't need my eyebrow singed from no hot breath, diarrhea-faced, two-fit person. And you understand what I mean. He had muggerness on his forehead. Next caller, let's see who this is. Hello?
Yeah, this is Matt. What's going on?
Bernie Mac.
Yes, sir. Kick ass.
Did your dumb ass just lose at the damn game?
Say what?
Did your stupid ass just lose at the Battle of the Sixes game?
Yes, I heard it the first time. I just want to hear it again. I said, say what? I might have lost at that game.
Well, how about this? I'm going to connect you to the salad tosser the way you talking. And how about y'all talk amongst yourselves and enjoy yourselves amongst yourselves?
Whoa, what type of shit is this?
I mean, you called in.
I ain't called talking no salad tosser.
Oh,
this is some bull.
Well, what was on your mind then?
Man, listen, man. I did a show the other night, right? Motherfucker thought I was dead. I said, I told you I would come back and I tell you. Didn't I motherfucking tell you?
No, you didn't tell me.
Yes, sir, I told him. I said, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Well, bitch, I ain't scared of you either. Fuck
well,
you
kick
ass.
Bust a move. Bust a motherfucking move.
Really?
Yeah, you real tough behind that radio. But I tell you what, though, you come down here to Chi-Town.
I tell you what. This is what you do. You take this big ass, fuck you, pull it up your ass and stick a cork in it, bitch, because I could give a fuck about your dead ass. Next caller, what's going on with us tonight is we're checking on and looking for all those smiley-faced people that just want to smile and talk about what's on your mind. If you're pissed off, we want you to get it off your chest. If you're happy, we want you to laugh. But tonight is just a night to get the Shoemaker game. You remember that Shoemaker game. I go get it. That's our topic for tonight. Because I used to hide and go get it now. Did any of you?
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, converted into hip-hop form. Fight a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame. I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named another enemy, not even a friend of me. Cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher when you start to stutter. But when you had enough of fighting, it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. Joke. Keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack. Nobody smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down to write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Three pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed, then it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more to yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The E-M-C-E-E, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that can aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They thinking I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on ruin. You're all BDJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait to East Day play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. Microphone like a grudge. See, you hold a record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent. I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm CI, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily to pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one. There'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following the fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling. Nobody beats the art, so stop yelling. Save it, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruption till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke. Cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I experience quick. And I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of trouble, stay darkness. When it gets dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone. Cause the heat is on, you see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke.
In. This is 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk, Real Talk Show. I'm your host, 747. For those who don't know, call at 646-200-0881 if you want to speak to me, the host. And you can Twitter us at 747, a.k.a. O, or at Christy Love NC, or Craze Radio, K-R-A-Z-E-R-A-D-I-O. What's going on tonight? We got a lot of callers that's talking about they want to vent. So I'm going to take the next caller and see what she wants to get off of her chest. Hello, ma'am. Would you like to get something off your chest?
Yes.
Get it off your chest, ma'am. This is your time.
How do you feel about dumb people?
What type of people?
Dumb people, D-U-M-B, dumb.
I feel as though they are stupid altogether. No damn sense whatsoever. Sometimes dumb people actually, to me, are even more stupider than the dumb person that can make up a word as stupider. Anything else you would like to know, ma'am? Because I really don't know how to answer how do I feel about dumb people. Everybody I know just about dumb on occasions. Shit, I'm
really?
Dumb sometimes. I'm dumb sometimes. Really? Shit, who else wants to do this shit on this damn radio?
I'm talking about people that ask dumb questions.
Oh, but that's not what you said. So you should have asked a smart question because you said dumb people, right?
Okay, well, have you ever conversed with a dumb person and they asked you a dumb question?
Yes, because I know you're not dumb because you said converse. A dumbass will say conversate. So I understand where I got to go when I'm talking to you. And how you doing, ma'am? I am so glad we got somebody who knows that there is no such word as conversate. That is for tonight. I am glad. Send that out, everybody. Conversate is for dumb niggas. Use a dumb nigga if you're still using the word conversate. All right?
That's
I'm trying to see who is this? Let me check on these people right here. Let me see who this is. Hello, you're on 747 AKL, Real Talk, Real Talk Show.
And my dad is down there.
You got some on your chest? Hello?
And my dad is down there.
What is going on with your daddy down there? This is the 747 AKA radio show. Real Talk. Real Talk.
What your name is?
Who your daddy?
I'm hungry.
Who is your dad?
My name is Lil Durr. He told me to call in there when I'm hungry.
Well, this is what you do. Being that your name is Lil Durr and that you was hungry and this is 2013, bitch, take your ass to the food stamp place and get you one of them cars. Next call. Let me see, who is this? Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, man, this is Matt.
Will you take your ass back in that? Look, I'm trying to conduct the show tonight. And right now, you're pissing me off. I know there's nothing on your heart that you would like to. Is there something you want to say so I can get you out of my way?
Hey, man, who you think you is? DJ Quick? Kid Capri? Or maybe you Jimmy Walker? You ain't nothing. You don't do nothing, therefore you don't deserve nothing. I got a contract between me and you that said you do what I tell you to do, therefore shut the fuck up, don't say nothing to me, pause. I tell you what,
okay. You
do a little radio show before I come on out there and you get swole.
Okay, that was pretty brave of your ass. So what I would like to say to you is take your Monday night fucked up, gabby tooth bitch ass, pee in your damn bed, freeze to death, let your dick fall the fuck off, fall off over
ho,
the damn
ho, 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 ho. Why we end up talking about the Mac man like?
Yes, we have people who have nothing else to do but piss us the fuck off. Let me find me some callers that have something to fucking say because I got dumb monkey nut niggas that's calling for no apparent reason whatsoever. Is there a caller?
Sweet Dick Willie.
Sweet Dick. We all, I tell you.
Yes,
what
man.
Else is you doing?
Man, I just want to know one thing. Why is it, man? Look, why is it that these little young girls want to give up 50 strokes, man?
Why they only giving up 50 strokes?
Why they only giving up 50 strokes, man?
I don't know, because I do more than the damn fitted strokes, so I don't even deal with them little girls. I deal with them cougars and saber tooths. And if you don't know the saber tooths,
I look, Doug, I try to deal with them too, man. But when they see that big long ass dick hanging all the way down my damn kneecap,
look, I'm trying to conduct a radio show. No one wants to know about you and your African elephant trunk ass. You look like you're walking around with a turtleneck on your dick. Will you please calm down? I'm looking for new callers. I'll call you in a minute. Tell I said, hey. Yeah. Tonight we're going down. This is the first night, the first episode of the 747 AKA show. It's an AKA Real Talk Show. Everything that's going on tonight is going to be real talking. Everything is on your mind that you need to get off your chest, get it off your chest. The topic is about the Shoemaker Gang that we used to talk about when we used to sing a little, you know, bubblegum in a dish, inka binga bongas and all them things, gigolos and all the extra things. So if you have any of those in your head that you may have said, you know, to enjoy and laugh and joke and things, how about you just call and let me know? Because tonight is a fun night that we're going to enjoy every single Tuesday night. Remember, if you got Twitter, Twitter at 747 AKAO and at Christy Love NC or Craze Radio, KRAZERADIO. You're talking to 747, your host, and we're looking for more callers to come in and get some things off the chest and everything else that goes along with this fun stuff. So I'm trying to see for tonight what most women may have wanted to talk about or hear, and being that it's not nothing that they're coming to tell me, I guess I got to play some more songs for them and give them their last minutes and their last say-sos for tonight so we can get it on and let everybody know that tonight is over, but as usual, Tuesday, we'll be back. So call in and let us know what's going on in your mind. And if anything is not going on your mind, well, bitch, what the fuck is you even looking at me for? Oh, you could have been a friend and said, hey. But hi. 747 AKA Real Talk Show. Let me know what's going on your mind.
Woo! Don't hit me too hard. Oh, yeah.
Girl, 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 girl.
and rock to the rhythm of this funky beat. My name is Alfie Schoen. Rock to the rhythm, the rhythm of the funky beat.
Tuning in, this is 747, aka Old Real Talk Show. I am your host. If you don't have nothing to do on the rest of the week, always check us out at 646-200-0883 and listen in on Craze Radio, KRAZE-RADIO. Check me out at Twitter, 747, aka O, or at Christy Love NC. The topics for tonight were the Shoemaker Games and how fucked up the Shoemaker Games were and how much bullshit it was to be telling yourself to be a hoe as far as prostitution, as far as child molesting, and as far as telling mothers to whoop each other's asses. Yes, Down by the River also was about a virgin getting her coochie popped. So being that we sung those, now you understand why the old people told you not to be prancing and singing those type of songs, because those songs are not good for children. So tonight was a pretty good night. And if it wasn't, it don't matter. I enjoyed myself because I enjoyed all the fans and all the people that called in to check and see what's going on for tonight. Just remember that, ladies, know your worth. Know that sexually you are supposed to keep that cootie bird to yourself. That is the reason why we as men could give a fuck about your ass. If you fall for that line that a man will tell you, let me test it out, let me see how it is, let me see what's going on with it just in case. Or if you're a woman that just says, hey, I want to get it, I get it, I get it, and I get it good, and you do get it good, don't be mad when he does not ever give you that motherfucking ring. The reason being is you don't test drive Lamborghinis. So if you consider yourself a Lamborghini, how about you conduct yourself as a Lamborghini? But if you call yourself a Pinto, get that pussy out. I mean, damn, everybody had a Pinto in the 80s and 90s. It was pretty all right. Matter of fact, everybody didn't have Pintos in the 90s. But you understand what I'm saying. Keep that pussy to your damn self. Fellas, no matter what you believe, you bust in that girl. Get your paper up and make sure you take care of that baby. You know it was you. Fellas, also, this was come from a wise man this week. He told me this, and I'd like to give him that shout-out, Lamag Escobar. I would like to say to all you ladies and to all you men, if you were ever one of those people who said that you take one for the team, and you took one for the team, I would just like to tell you, you lied to yourself. What you said was, I want this ugly bitch dick, this ugly fucker's pussy, and I'm going to just say I accidented this ugly motherfucker. You did not take one for the team. Bitch, you did it just because you wanted to do it. Stop lying to everyone else and to yourself, letting us know what's on your mind. We have 8 minutes left on the show. So I'm going to take some of your callers and see what's going on. I'm hoping to God that I am not getting one of you knuckleheads. Let me see. Hello?
Hello?
Something else on your mind for tonight? Did you enjoy the night, or if you just someone that's coming in tuning in tonight?
I wanted to know if you can hook me up with your Uncle Slick Willie.
Yes, I can hook you up. Hold on. Let me hook you up with Slick Willie. If Slick Willie is out there, can I please see if you can come out there and say hey to us. right now, baby girl, Slick Dick Willie is on my chat line saying that his damn Fisher-Price Play School phone has died, which means he don't have no more service whatsoever. So that means you're going to have to call again next Tuesday, and we will get my Uncle Slick Dick Willie to show his monkey ass up. Would that be all right for you, ma'am?
And can you hook me up with Bernie Mac?
Yeah, I can hook you up with Bernie Mac. Now, I'm going to let you know, Bernie Mac has got some problems, so when I hook you up, just make sure you're doing okay, okay?
Okay.
Let me find him. Hello?
Yeah, this is Mac. What's going on?
Out of nowhere, for some reason, I don't know what these motherfuckers think is it. This is a real talk show. This ain't no hookup motherfucking line. But we have Monique called back in, and for some reason, she wanted to talk to Bernie Mac. Monique?
Talk to me, babe.
Bernie Mac is on the line. Say something. We have...
What's going on, Monique?
I wanted to know if I could get your phone number.
Yeah, baby, you know you can always get with the Mac man. But I need you to know something, all right? I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark. Kick ass.
Can you handle that, Monique?
Yes, I can. I ride horses for a living.
I that Southern Bluff, I bet you can't. I heard them girls can do some things with that girl shit.
So, Bernie, when I'm going to see you?
Baby, where you stay? I can come see you right now. I take the next flight out there.
I stay in South Carolina.
I'm going to get with my people. My people going to call your people, and we're going to make it happen.
All right.
That's what y'all calling yourself doing. This is not no damn chat line situation. Don't y'all know this? But anyway, Monique, like I said, when he comes back next week, we will get Bernie Mac and you hooked up somehow, okay?
Okay, and I got so sisters.
Well, we ain't asked you about that. When we do ask you about that, we'll let you know. But you have yourself a good night, because I am about to sign off. But I am so happy that you called in, and thank you so much, your southern ass, Monique.
You welcome.
And I also like to say to Bernie Mac, motherfucker, if you don't stop calling this damn number, talking about that bullshit, we don't need you right now. The day is over. The night is done. I got 5 minutes to get my numbers out and words out and the last thing for the night. So you have yourself a good night. Bernie? Well, damn. Bye, bitch. Okay. So, with all that being said tonight, ladies and men, this is the 747, a.k.a. Real Talk Show. Come and find me next Tuesday at the same place, the same channel, the same number, press the same damn one, and then somewhere out of nowhere, bloop, 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 it's me. I'm going to come down and say hey to you. We only talk about real talking things. We be real here. You can say it the way you want to say it. You can believe it the way you want to believe it, but it will be said the most harsh way that we can say it. Tonight was a good night. And I am very happy that I did have the callers that came in for dedication and helped me out tonight. And all my family members, Uncle Slick Dick, he showed up, Bernie Mac. Monique, I appreciate you showing up, Angie, and everybody. Thank you. Also, make sure that next week when you come in, tell your friends, let them know to dial this number, 646-200-0883. And if they want to speak, tell them to press 1, because that's how you get to me. 740, motherfucking good Lord of mercy, 7, a.k.a. on Crazy Radio. Crazy Radio. K-R-A-Z-E-R-A-D-I-O, because some people don't know how to say it. Also, check us out on Twitter at 747, a.k.a. or at Christy Love NC, and let us know what's going on your mind. We also have the chat that goes on also now. So if you have something going on with you, call us and chat down with us. But we're enjoying every bit of the night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would like to get to know if I could be. Yeah. I get exotic with them.